Here's a thought I'll title, Paper Has Personality. We live in the digital age, and a lot of photography is seen digitally. But that doesn't mean we don't live still in the age of paper. A huge amount of photography still relies on paper, particularly in book publishing and in original prints. Ours is a paper-based world. And as such, it's worth our time and effort to know something about paper. And of course, we all do, particularly on some of the radical differences between one paper and another. I remember in my earliest days in photography when RC paper, plastic paper, was introduced. And that was so substantially different from paper-based photographic printing papers that no respectable photographer ever used RC paper because it just felt kind of slimy, I guess. So that's a personality of paper. Today, the same thing applies, not so much with RC paper, although there are some, but rather the surface texture. Some papers are glossy, some papers are matte, some are in between, some are canvassy. There's all kinds of paper surface textures. But other characteristics of paper are a lot more subtle and require a more discerning eye to differentiate. I first learned about this a great deal when I was publishing a book with Huntington Witherell of his work entitled Botanical Dances. And for artistic reasons, he didn't want this body of work to be printed on a white paper. He wanted an ivory paper, an off-white paper, or cream. There's lots of terminology for not bright white paper. But I had no experience with using any of those papers, and neither did he. So we decided the first thing we'd better do is learn the characteristics of the paper before we made a commitment to print the whole book on it. So working with our printer, we had them acquire from the paper suppliers, 6 or 8, there might have even been as many as 10, I've forgotten now, different off-white printing papers that were appropriate for commercial offset printing. And we prepared the files accordingly. They made the plates for printing and ran tests on all these various off-white papers. And it was absolutely mind-boggling, the differences between them. Some of the papers handled the commercial ink incredibly well, and the blacks were nice and black, and the grays were nice and subtle, and the whites were bright. They were cream-colored, obviously, but they were lovely. Others sort of drank the ink and buried it, and it just looked dull and awful. And there's no way we would have known that if we had made a paper decision based on just the characteristics of the paper by itself. It was how the paper worked with the ink that really made the difference. And I still have those samples, and I've shown them in a number of workshops, and it's just amazing how obviously some papers handle the printing ink better than others. Well, exactly the same thing takes place when we print a blurb book or a commercial offset printed book or when we print on our own inkjet printers at home. There are some papers that make the ink look alive. There are other papers that bury the ink and make it look dull. And you won't know unless you try. So you have to do more than just look at the paper. It's necessary to actually print on the paper with your printer and your inkset and see what works. This is one of the reasons I think that different people have different favorite papers, because it depends on the ink formulations that the manufacturers use too. So I may love paper X on my Epson printer, and you may think it stinks on your Canon or Hewlett-Packard printer because you have different inks. This is part of what I mean by paper has a personality. We don't make prints that are solely based on the paper, but obviously it's based on the paper and the ink, or in the darkroom, the paper and the developers and toners that we use. And there is, as far as I know, only one way to learn the personality of the paper you're considering, and that's to actually use it on some test prints and learn. And as far as that goes, the best way to do that is not to print on one kind of paper and pass judgment, but to get 4, 5, 6, half a dozen, a dozen different papers and print on all of them and compare. That's the only way you'll really know which paper is going to work with the printer and ink that you're using, and the subject matter, I might add, to really make your images stand out.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.